VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th if Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Mr. Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st. And rising as much as 25% by October 1st. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North America said that it would be disastrous if Mr. Trump goes through with this threat to impose the tariffs. The Border Patrol says over 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it was the largest group of migrants ever encountered. More than 1,000 migrants crossed the border near El Paso, Texas, early Wednesday. Authorities say 934 people came in as families, 63 were unaccompanied children, and there were 39 single adults. Instances of large groups of migrants crossing into the United States have spiked since President Donald Trump took office. Since October, the Border Patrol has encountered groups of more than 100 people on 180 occasions. There were only 13 such encounters in the previous 12-month period and two the year before. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of peaceful demonstrations in and around Tiananmen Square on July 4, 1989, a full-on massacre. 30 years ago, student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square, with corruption among the elite a key complaint among demonstrators. Protesters were also calling for political reforms and a fairer and more open society. Human rights groups believe several hundred to several thousand people were killed when tanks rolled through Tiananmen Square to squelch those demonstrations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Attorney General William Barr says